Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. Here are three big things you need to know. One, the House Rules Committee is sending the debt ceiling bill to the floor, clearing a major hurdle as it continues to face some opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. The rule adopted by a 7-6 vote, Chip Roy and Ralph Norman joining all Democrats in opposition. It now advances to the floor for a debate. Vote set for today. Two, 29-year-old Luke Lintz of Traverse City will spend 4 months in prison. He pled guilty to felony charges for his involvement in the events at the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021. Lintz, part of a group of people trying to get past police guarding the lower West Terrace tunnel of the Capitol. Lintz was seen by witnesses obtaining a police riot shield and using it against Capitol officers. And three, the planned demolition of an Iowa apartment complex is on hold as five people remain unaccounted for following a partial collapse on Sunday. A ninth survivor was found on the fourth floor of the building in Davenport on Monday. That came after officials said they did not believe there were any unaccounted residents still in the building. That's where we start hour one of the Steve Gruber Show for this Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for being alongside. My name is Scott Bertram. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. SteveGruber.com is the website. At Steve Gruber Show on Twitter is where to find the show. Packed one again today. Hour one brings Donna Jackson from Project 21. Jody Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots, Hour 2, along with Kaylee McGee-White from the Washington Examiner. Ron Rademacher in Hour 3 takes us all around the state. And Stanley Ridgely, author of the new book, Brutal Minds, The Dark World of Left-Wing Brainwashing in Our Universities. We'll spend some extended time with him coming up in Hour 3 of today's program. Audio along the way from Governor Ron DeSantis in Iowa yesterday, and both pro and con on the debt limit. Newt Gingrich, Kevin McCarthy, Chip Roy. Audio from all those gentlemen coming up in today's program before we're done. T-minus 3 hours from now, though it always seems much shorter. I am here on the Hillsdale campus where it's hot. It's hot all week. 88, 89 yesterday. Going to be the same way throughout the rest of the week. No rain. Haven't had rain for 2 weeks and no rain in the forecast for the next 2 weeks. It's dry down here and it's hot. And it's my least favorite part of the year weather-wise. I know I'm alone, or very close to alone in that sentiment, but you can keep the summer. I cannot fathom. I know everybody's going down to Florida, moving to Florida for various reasons. I can't fathom being in a place where it's summer all year round, and there's no winter, and there's no cool temperatures, and there's no relief, and it's humid all the time. I would just stay inside all day long, and that defeats the purpose if I guess moving to a place like that. Just starting, though. It's not even June yet. Hey, from the weekend, Bud Light facing Hurricane Mulvaney moment. Sales dropped for the sixth consecutive week. It's been bad times for Bud Light. As I mentioned last week when I filled in for Steve, trying to give away product literally. They charge you $15. You get a $15 rebate. You get free beer from Bud Light because sales have dropped nearly 30% year over year, which means they have a whole lot of inventory that is not being moved. And since they stick those dates on all their products, I don't know if they're born-on dates or expiration dates. Depends on the brand. They got to move stuff. So free is the price. Beer Business Daily, which I know you read, and there's no reason for me to recap. It's a trade publication for the industry. Found that the volume of Bud Light sales had dropped by 28.4% in the second week of May, dropping farther from 27.7% the week before. So it's not week over week, but it's year over year. So the same week from last year, down 27%. The next week, the same week from last year, down now 28.5%. Consumer cutback on Bud Light has become so bad. Stores, as I mentioned, are offering essentially free cases of Bud Light over the Memorial Day weekend. Promotional efforts like new patriotic-themed advertisements for the brand have not attracted shoppers back into the fold. And so Bud Light sales now down 28.5% year over year. Sales for Miller Lite and Coors Light, owned by the same company now, up between the two of them around 15% year over year. So you see people aren't stopping their purchase of beer. They are merely making a choice about what they buy. Story here, and it was originally over at ABC News. The real victims of the Bud Light boycott, and they try to make it out to be truck drivers delivering Bud Light, some of these small Anheuser-Busch distributors across the country. Here, Anson Frericks, an executive who left Anheuser-Busch InBev last year, told ABC News, "The biggest losers here are the 500 independent businesses in the U.S. that distribute Anheuser-Busch products. Those are the people that are really hurting." Company leaders at four different distributors told ABC News they have faced revenue losses and have weighed responses such as supplementing the income of salespeople paid on commission or burnishing the local brand with additional sponsorships of community events. Bud Light sales down nearly 30% year over year, as I just said. Talked to some individual distributors who confirm that number year over year. The thing about the piece, though, is yes, of course, you're not just hurting the big fat cat executives at Anheuser-Busch InBev. That's clear. There are people in the company that are also hurt by this, and that goes down to local distributors, truck drivers, absolutely. When your sales are down 30% year over year, people are hurt. I did not hear, you do not hear, these same type of stories when the left organizes boycotts. For example, let's say Chick-fil-A from years ago. I did not see stories about, you know, the real losers here isn't the Chick-fil-A owners who donate to causes the left doesn't like. The real losers here are the local franchise owners and their local employees. If you boycott them, you're hurting just the small fries, so don't bother doing it. Didn't see that happening. But now, it's not the harm caused to the big, bad corporation, Anheuser-Busch InBev. It's think of the small people. Perhaps Anheuser-Busch InBev should have thought of these small people up and down the company as they launched the campaign, as they launched the effort with influencer Dylan Mulvaney. What could be the fallout from a brand whose, not legacy, but whose branding is essentially low-cost beer, Friday night parties, colleges, tailgate parties, football, sports events? What could be the fallout if we decide to partner and celebrate Dylan Mulvaney? Perhaps they should have considered that before taking the action. And the people who are reacting to it shouldn't be shamed because there are smaller people inside the organization who are hurting. Maybe Bud Light should fix that. Bud Light should address that. Bud Light should have thought of that before taking the actions. We'll talk a little about Ron DeSantis next. In Iowa yesterday, as the presidential campaign begins in earnest, we'll hear some audio from him. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley welcoming you back to Susan's cubicle here in Accounts Payable. What an afternoon of nonstop bookkeeping action, Charles. Are you kidding me? She set herself a reminder to get out of that chair and move.
That's a smart use of a timeout.
She's somehow still reading her emails while getting her heart rate up and moving her muscles. Healthy habits that could lower your risk of cancer.
Uh-oh, it's Karen from the IT department.
This is a wrinkle no one saw coming. She means well, but she just derailed the yoga class down in accounts receivable.
There she goes with one of her usual distractions.
But Susan just tosses her a no-look wave.
That's a crazy move.
Let's watch that again. She's stretching, and there's the effortless side wave.
Susan's putting on a clinic.
Susan from Accounts Payable. Dominating. Just get moving. It helps in the prevention of so many cancers.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.